You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. I'm here with Jason and
Hi,
I'm
guys.
David. And I wanna say some things that are going to be a little bit more serious. And I know a lot of you guys aren't used to me being a little bit more serious, so it's going to spook some of you. But I want to address some things that I feel like are pretty important to me and to Jason and to a lot of people listening. Jason and I have made, I don't know, over 600-700 videos together. I couldn't even tell you. And the intention with every single video is to make people laugh. And I know it sounds so cheesy, and I hate saying it, but every video I make, every Instagram I post, everything I do, I just want to cheer somebody up. I want to make them laugh. I want to make them smile. I want them to share it with a friend. And I want them to have a positive experience when they're interacting with anything I produce. And with that being said, I feel like on a handful of occasions, I've just missed the mark on that. And that really, really bums me out. And that kind of sucks that it took me so long to understand. But I think when we went to our first Black Lives Matter protest and I was looking through my DMs afterwards, and it's one thing to get DMs from somebody going, hey, your video is so funny, or this is so funny, but it's a completely different thing to get DMs about how much your alliance with a cause means for that person and their family, or how much it means that you're using your voice to amplify theirs. Like, that is a completely different feeling. But that's when I realized, holy shit, there's people that are seriously looking up to me for things more than just something goofy. You know, I think for a while I was kind of just like, I'm the goofball. That's all I am. But I think there's parts of this where I need to be more serious, because I want to be a good role model for the people watching. And I'm ashamed and I'm embarrassed about some of the things I did in videos or in Vines or whatever I was doing. And I genuinely feel awful about it. And I'm going to do better actively, and I'm going to do that consistently. And you know, you have my word for that. And I promise that. And if I'm anything, I'm a man of my word. And I just want to say that if there was a kid who saw something from me that didn't make them feel welcomed or just made them feel uncomfortable, I'm sorry. I did not ever mean to make anybody feel out of place. I genuinely just want to make you have a good time, and I'm going to do that from here on out, and I'm going to do a better job at it. Okay, thanks for listening to me. Now let's go on with the rest of the podcast.
Ilya's in the background taking a shower, and David just noticed something. I don't know whether to think it's brilliant or absolutely horrifying.
Well, he's masturbating right now. I can tell because the water's running and you can hear it, but you can't hear it. It sounds like it's just hitting an empty floor and there's no body there.
It's literally jerk off CSI.
Watch. When he comes out, we'll cut this part and we'll wait till he comes out, and then we'll ask him if honestly he was masturbating, and we'll see if I was right.
Yeah.
The shower's running. You think he's showering, but listen to the water.
In other words, if it was hitting his body, there would be a deflection.
There'd be like clumps. You'd hear like...
Instead, it's a straight...
It's literally like it's raining.
It's like you're running.
Yeah.
Just not going to ask.
No, we'll ask him when he comes out.
All right, we'll wait.
Because we'll put him on the mic.
Do you always track his masturbation habits?
When I'm close by. When I'm close by, I got nothing to do.
Ever since I stopped making vlogs.
Damn, bro. Every podcast, like, there's one person that tweets at us and they're like, guys, please stop talking about jerking off. And we always fucking get back to it. Always get back to it somehow. I got to fucking calm
down. Been in Utah for a little bit. I'm really excited to go back home.
Sure.
And just see Taylor. I don't know why, but I miss Taylor a lot. Taylor's one of our assistants. And she's like my fucking mother. It's really crazy. I mean, it's obvious why I miss her, because she makes me peanut butter without the crust. So I feel like who wouldn't miss a person like
Top
that?
Top three Taylor dishes. Go.
Peanut butter without the crust. She makes, oh my God, she makes like the best. Oh, she does strawberries with sugar on it. It's amazing. It's so good. It's making me feel so happy.
How
right
does she
now.
Cut the strawberries?
Like the best way possible.
Okay.
And then she makes a salad with steak.
Steak.
And she makes this salad that I told her I like that I got in Hawaii once. So she got the recipe and she made it to near perfection. She's really great. She's really great. I don't know if this, I don't know if I remember this correctly, but last time I came back and I didn't see her for 2 days, I hugged her. That's how much I missed her.
Have her legally adopt you.
I think I will. I mean, it's already like that. Like, we'll be leaving places and she'll be like, I put your waters in there. I put Band-Aids in case you need them. And like, it's literally, and like her, the way she talks to is like such a mom voice. It's really funny.
What happens when your mom comes and visits? Do they butt heads?
Oh yeah, totally.
Really?
Yeah, my mom tries to pretend like, oh shit, look at this. Here comes Ilya. Hey, can you grab the mic?
Yes, I was masturbating.
How did you know?
Hold on, time out.
Did you hear me?
Yes, I fucking heard you. I went through the headphones, man. I got fucking soft. Oh. I got soft because of you. Can you ask me after next time?
Oh my God. Oh, okay. So you know what you know what happened? You didn't hear everything. You just heard me go, Ill, are you masturbating?
Yeah, that's all I heard.
Okay, guys. Ill just grabbed the mic. He walked right out of the bathroom and grabbed the mic, and he goes, yes, I was masturbating. That was real. So you know what was happening is I was listening to the shower, and I heard the shower was just hitting the floor. It wasn't hitting a body.
Yeah.
And I go to Jason. I go, Jason, listen, what do you hear? And he goes, I don't know. Ilya's showering? I go, no. There's no Ilya.
That was good.
And I go, he's masturbating. And then I was like, Ilya, are you masturbating? What did you think when I said, Ilya, are you masturbating?
I kind of freaked out for a second, and I got soft, and I lost my boner.
You, like, thought I was in there?
No, I thought you were going to try, like, coming in. I'm like, fuck, I got to hurry up. And then I had to, like, refocus.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, and then at the end, like, after I said it, five minutes later, we saw your shadow walk by the door. And then we heard you enter the shower. And we're like, okay, you hear him now? Now he's in the shower. Because the water, you know what I mean? Like, the water sounds
Of course. It sounds different when you're in it. Yeah.
It's like an episode of Law and Order. It literally is the way he's detecting here.
The way he, like, dissects.
The way I said it, like... You hear that shower? Yeah, Ilya's showering. No, wrong. There's no Ilya. That's funny. I'm glad I can catch you masturbating. And I really wanted this podcast to be masturbating free, but we got you.
Man.
Guys, that's 300 podcasts in a row with some sort of masturbation joke. There you go. You're welcome. Oh, Dave, I found a personality test online.
Okay, hit it.
I've been taking it all week.
You've been taking it multiple times?
Yeah, I keep taking it. I keep getting the same results.
Trying to get a different one? I don't fuck with personality tests.
I'm an idiot.
I think personality tests are silly.
You do?
Yeah. You ever think that they're accurate, but it's like obvious, right?
Honestly, I just wanted to fill time.
Okay, go.
No, I'm just kidding. All right, here we go. You enjoy vibrant social events with lots of people.
I mean, that's...
Agree or disagree or middle?
Oh, definitely middle.
Middle?
I'm a pretty big introvert.
I guess, Ill, we've seen that in the past couple months with all the video games.
Yeah.
He's come out to be the real him.
Well... Yeah, I think that if David didn't do YouTube or like something along those lines, he'd always stay in.
He'd be a librarian.
Yeah, I would never go out. I hate like that.
Oh. You often spend time exploring unrealistic yet intriguing ideas.
I think middle. I think I'd definitely do that, but I also pretty realistic.
Your travel plans are more likely to look like a rough list of ideas than a detailed itinerary.
Oh, 100%. I fucking hate. Dude, that's the worst thing you can do about travel is plan too much. Because then you have expectations and the expectations aren't met, and then that's horrible. It's why every birthday party sucks, is because everyone expects it to be so great. So if you're going to, the best travel I've ever had is when we decide to go there the day of or the day before.
Uh-huh.
100% mm-hmm. Always the best. Like Ilya and I just went to our hometown. We had the best time we've ever had, and that's all because we had no idea that we were going.
If your friend is sad about something, your first instinct is to support them emotionally, not to try to solve the problem. Agree, middle, or disagree?
Oh, wow. That's really tricky. I think minus to solve the problem first.
Yeah. When in a group of people you do not know, you have no problem jumping right into their conversation.
Agree. Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
100%. You just sit there?
Yesterday we were at fucking Big Al Sporting Goods.
I did it yesterday, 100%.
Yeah, you did it yesterday.
I did it exactly yesterday.
These three people that worked there, they were like arguing about if Harry Potter or fucking Star Trek was better or something like that. And David like needed socks, and he walks up to him. He's like, or the people are like, "Hey, can we help you?" And David's like, "Wait, hold on, let me help you. Let me help you decide what you guys are arguing about."
Yeah, because I overheard them talking, and I was like, "Maybe I can help with this conversation."
When you sleep, your dreams tend to be bizarre and fantastical.
No,
you are dedicated and focused on your goals, only rarely getting sidetracked.
Recently.
I get sidetracked a lot. Yeah.
You would never let yourself cry in front of others. Agree. I never seen you cry.
He cried in front of me when we watched Mr. Deeds.
Did you really?
Yeah, but that's a fucking emotional movie.
That's funny because you put it in the group text the next day.
Yeah. You guys seen Mr. Deeds?
Yeah, David. Why? No, it's just a good movie.
Yeah, that is. It's yeah. I'm okay with crying in front of people, but I really have to be like, there has to be a good purpose for me to cry. I won't just like cry about like, you know, like I'll cry a lot to myself, but those won't make it to the public.
When's the last time you cried?
When's the last time I cried?
Yeah.
Probably Mr. Deeds.
You usually prefer to get your revenge rather than forgive.
No, I forgive all the time.
Dave, have you ever taken a personality test by yourself and like you get halfway through and you're like, fuck, this is so long. So you just start answering it randomly.
Yeah. I've filled in a bunch of questions already, yeah. So we don't have to do them.
Yeah, 100%.
When starting to work on a project, you prefer to make as many decisions up front as possible.
No.
Your mood can change very quickly.
Yes.
You often contemplate the reasons for human existence or the meaning of life. Well, as we know on this podcast, this is a big yes. Have you guys thought about houses and how they all got built and how they're here?
I mean,
like, who put them there?
Isn't it crazy how like everything comes from the earth? No, like being serious, like your phone comes from the earth.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's built from the shit we find on earth.
Yeah.
That's so fucking weird. Cars are made from earth. Like that's so bizarre. You know how they say like paper is made from earth? Like obviously trees. But like the fact that a washing machine is made from earth, obviously you have to combine things and you know,
yeah.
There's a lot more to it, but that's insane to me.
I was in the Grand Canyon and I was like, my head was spun around.
Is the Grand Canyon cool?
I've saw it once before, like 20 years ago. I forgot. Like we all started yelling as we went over this ridge and we were just kind of like long drive, you know, we're listening to Kanye and we're having fun, like whatever. Yeah. The drive is long, and all of a sudden we go over this ridge, and Jonah has a filmer named Kyle who was like with us on the trip, and him and I are in the front, and Joe and Jonah can't really see in the back, and Kyle and I just start going, "Holy shit, David! I'm a 47-year-old man," and I was like, "Holy shit, holy shit!"
Right?
Like this is, are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Is it that nuts?
It's that nuts.
Why?
Because it doesn't look real. It's so large and so expansive, and there's so much detail. And it wasn't made by us. It was made by something else. It was made by thousands of years. And there's so much detail to it. And we had Kanye on, you know?
And that was it. That's why we were like that.
All right, let's see the results.
You're a pussy. I just can't imagine. What would it possibly say? What is it going to say? I feel like me answering those questions, like three of those questions have already said everything you need to know about my personality.
Your personality type is, drumroll. You're a campaigner.
Oh my God. That's so underwhelming. What does that mean?
It means, just a moment, we'd like you to email these results. Oh man, they want your email.
Just a moment. Please enter your credit card information to see full results.
The campaigner personality is a true free spirit. They are often the life of the party, but unlike types in the explorer role group, campaigners are less interested in the sheer excitement and pleasure of the moment than they are in enjoying the social and emotional connections they make with others, charming, independent, energetic, and compassionate. The 7% of the population that they can comprise can certainly be felt in any crowd.
Ugh.
Sounds right.
You can change the world with just an idea.
Yeah, sounds right. But you could have fucking said anything. It's just like reading a horoscope,
hey,
man.
Hey, don't lose that little spark of madness. That's what they say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they want you to keep that little spark of madness because that's what keeps you going.
Tell them, don't worry, I don't think it's leaving. I've tried.
The voices in my head
please
are here to stay.
Yeah, please respond. I have seen multiple people and no luck. No therapy has helped.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Jonah did his Saturday Night Live audition in the Grand Canyon. That was pretty funny. And then he got yelled at.
By who?
By a ranger. He was going there to do a ranger character who yells at people, and he ended up getting yelled at by a ranger.
Is he?
And then he took the line that the ranger said to him, and that's how he finished his bit. The ranger was like, "If you disturb," the ranger literally said, "If you disturb one person, I will throw you right out of here."
Wait, really?
And then Jonah was like, "That's perfect." He's like, "Thanks for the line."
That's what was missing. Wait, what the fuck?
He wasn't being that loud. Like, he literally was. He wasn't really being, and like a lot of, one family was like, "Oh, that's so cool. He's doing his SNL audition." But I guess somebody complained.
Wait, how many people are at the Grand Canyon?
Not a lot. Oh. There was like nobody there.
Yeah, but how, wait, what?
Yeah, how do you disturb somebody?
Well, first of all, there's lots of spots. So the spot we were at was that spot. There was maybe two other groups.
And then the ranger pulled up?
The ranger just all of a sudden. Jonah's up there going like, "Hello, hello, hello, hello," like doing that over and over again, trying to have a conversation with himself. And then all of a sudden the ranger just goes, what the heck are you doing up there?
There.
And Jonah goes, "I'm doing a Saturday Night Live audition," which was like, oh no.
Oh boy.
And then he's like, "If you disturb anybody, I'm going to throw you out."
What
like,
the fuck?
And Jonah was respectful. He was like, "Okay, we're all done. We're going to leave now."
Yeah, but that's, I guess that sounds like a have to be there moment.
Oh, you have to be there when Jonah's there. Anyways, we went to Zion National Park, me, Jonah, and Joe, and we got out of the truck, and some kids recognized us, and we said hi. They were super nice. And then Jonah was like, you know, walking in the middle of the road about to get literally hit by an 18-wheeler. and I was like, "Jonah! Jonah!" You know, and then the kids go, "Oh, no way! They really call him Jonah!"
Oh, yeah. People forget that that's not his real name. That's so funny.
Yeah, I forget it's not his
My God, he must have been hard to travel with.
I think when he's around you, he's like turning up the craziness, the gas a little bit. But with him, he was pretty chill. He is so slow getting out of the van, though. It's really too much. And also, he doesn't drive. So we rented this like nice van, and I was like, sick. I have 4 people that will share driving. And then when you get to sit in the back of the Sprinter van, it's awesome. You can watch Netflix. You can play Xbox. It's great. And you make a TikTok, whatever you want. So when you're not driving, it's fun. But of course, he doesn't have his license. So he's like, "I can't drive, bro. But I have my assistant, Kyle. He can drive." And Kyle's like 19 and he's not like, I didn't want to have an accident and then have them be like, "Well, why was the 19-year-old driving down the windy path?"
Dave, you know how you do the college shows on Zoom now?
Yeah, yeah.
So Jay, I sit in some of the college shows that David does.
Uh-huh.
And
it's like me answering questions for like an hour with a moderator, and it like plays to like 500 to 1,000 kids at the school. Yeah.
And on the Zoom, there's a chat on the right side,
right.
Kind of small. You can like see people asking questions, and every college show that we've had, there's always somebody that goes, "Ilya, raise your right hand if you're in trouble."
Oh, that's funny.
And I do it. But I do it really, really like slowly and sneaky so David doesn't see. I go.
That's so funny.
That's
really funny.
And like they freak out. Like the whole chat freaks out. He raises his hand.
And then it's like, blink twice if you need help. Yeah, it's really funny.
Let's be clear. You are here on your own volition.
Right, right.
David is not holding you hostage.
Right, anyway, Ilya?
Right? Right.
Wait, that's crazy. Has anybody ever like made a TikTok of that?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's so fucking funny. I never knew you were doing that.
Yeah, I'm like really sneaky about it.
You
and I try to like hold back my laughter because everyone's like freaking out. And David's just talking. That's great. Did you ever go to like preschool? Like, that's kind of a stupid question, but I think a lot of people didn't go to preschool.
I don't remember if I went to I moved here when I was in preschool or kindergarten. So okay. Like, I had to learn how to speak English.
Yeah, that's kind of how I was too. I remember not knowing English and like freaking out, but... I went to this preschool. It was like a Russian, like European preschool. Like
right.
Super, super European. And I remember the first day, I like really needed to take a shit. And I remember running up to the bathroom, opening the door, pulling my pants down, completely missing the toilet.
Oh, man.
Complete. Like, you ever seen Daddy Daycare? Where he like opens the door and like there's shit everywhere.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it was.
Oh, you pooped everywhere. It wasn't even pee.
I pooped everywhere. I missed the toilet completely.
What do you mean like it went everywhere?
Like I remember this vividly.
When it just drop on the floor? Like it didn't, obviously didn't hit the wall.
Well, I had the shit so bad it was like diarrhea.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Pull my pants down and I shit everywhere.
Okay, what happened?
It's so hard to clean up a kid with diarrhea.
Yeah,
it's
and
so
dude, hard. I remember the fucking the teacher or whatever walking upstairs like freaking the fuck out.
She was mad at you?
I got kicked out of that preschool.
Because you diarrhea'd?
Yeah, because I shit all over the place. Yeah. They're like, we can't take this kid.
Are you being serious?
I'm being dead ass serious.
How did she find out that you shit?
How do you think?
Well, I don't fucking know. I was a fucking 6-year-old kid running upstairs. And then I don't know.
The smell, the sight.
The smell, yeah.
The sounds.
She noticed the kid was missing.
Did you ever have a crush on, like, your aunt or uncle? Or, like, your cousin?
What?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I had, like, when I was a kid, I had a big crush on, I think it was, like, my aunt or somebody. Like, I just had a crush on her.
Your blood aunt?
My blood aunt.
Like,
yeah.
Your
like
aunt
my family.
A crush?
Yeah, like, I liked her. I was like, I like you. I mean, crush.
Like sexually?
No, I was
you're,
six,
like, when,
dog.
When you're like 5 years old and like.
Like you like somebody. Like, I like you.
I like you.
I like you. No, like you don't know what we're saying?
My cousin who was like probably 10 or 12 years older than me. Maybe she was like 17 when I was 5. She had like a gaggle of like really pretty friends.
Okay, I do remember.
That would be around. And then they would like put me in the middle and they'd be like, oh, here he is.
Wait.
So who would you have a crush on? Your cousin?
Like kind of my cousin, but then I met her friends and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, that's different. No, I had like a crush on like my serious like aunt.
I had a crush on my second cousin. I do remember what you're talking about.
How old were you? 19?
Really No. I was like probably 8. I don't know.
That's a little old.
Really?
Yeah, you fucking weirdo.
It's my second cousin. Does it even count?
It's your second cousin?
Does it even count?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I know people that have hooked up with their second cousins.
Right. I don't find it that weird.
Vernon Hills.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. I mean, technically everybody's your family. If you go back far enough,
right,
you know, they
right,
all
right.
came from one place. I don't know if this is like normal or if this is some European shit that's going on.
Well, no, Jason knows what we're talking about. You do know what we're talking about, right?
I know. What are you talking about? You're talking about how, like, Eastern European people.
How we wanted to fuck our cousins when we were 12.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I went and had dinner with Marnie and the kids. Did I tell this story last week? Let me know if I did.
Okay.
I went and had dinner with Marnie and the kids last week for some day. Oh, Father's Day.
Right.
That's what it was. And it's just like anything I say is like wrong. Like, we're just living in such a stressful time for everybody.
Yeah,
2020 is the worst, David.
What happened?
We, like, sat down, and we had the kids all day for Father's Day, and we had a nice time. We really did. And sat down. She's in a great mood. She's like, "How was your day?" It's like, "What'd you guys do?" And it was like literally everything I said was like wrong. Like, right. For instance, like, "Well, we went to the mall." You went to the mall? Like that. And I was like, "Yeah, we went to Urban Outfitters, but we wore masks. We didn't see anybody. We went right back home." She's like, "I can't believe we were going to the mall." And then I was like, "Well, then I got Charlie a cake because she hit 300K on TikTok." You got Charlie a cake? This is something we're celebrating now? 300K on TikTok? And I was like, And then Charlie's looking at me. She's like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
that cake was between us. You fucking moron.
She'll kick me under the table. She's like, "Fucking."
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I thought it was so funny on the podcast. Looks like I was re-listening to the podcast. And there's a part where Ilya, I'm sorry. I find your friendship so interesting. Because, like, I've grown up with, like, a lot of guys. I've had lots of friends my whole life, guy friends, right? And I understand. Your relationship is so weird. There's literally a part in the podcast that was not sort of was last week, but before. Ilya's just sitting there pontificating, and he goes, "You know, like, for Dave, like, you know, I want to do business, you know? And I want to do well and, like, buy Dave nice things. I want to, like, you know, I want to buy him a car. I want to buy him a house." I just thought it was so funny.
Why do you think that's funny?
I just think it's funny.
Oh, I thought there was a joke coming.
No, you don't think that's funny?
Why?
He was dead serious.
What do you mean?
You guys don't think it's funny? I guess maybe it's a generational thing. I don't know.
But I love buying stuff for people. That's like the best part.
I know, but it's just so strange that you're going to buy him a house.
Why?
That is weird that you think that's weird and we don't.
I guess you guys.
No, that's like the coolest thing.
I guess it's pretty cool. I just didn't grow up like. I just think most. You know what it is? You're right. It's really cool, but most people aren't like that. Like,
oh, interesting.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Ilya and I last night had a conversation about how he doesn't like people paying for him. Like, you don't like when people pay for things.
Right.
Like, right now he's living at my house and he hates it. He's like, "I fucking hate that I'm living at your house."
Well, why? The mortgage.
Like, watching your TV
anyway,
dude. And he goes, "I think I'm gonna move out." Like, what the fuck? I go, "Why the fuck would you move out?" I'm like, losing my mind over here. I'm like, "How about this? How about I charge you for half the rent?"
Yeah,
that's how I'm getting him to stay. "Here, you'll pay. You'll pay to live with me. How's that? You'll pay all the mortgage." Yeah. I don't know. Ilya, like, and I get that. Like, that's cool. Like, he feels the need that, like, he has to, you know, he wants to earn his own things. He doesn't want to, like, feel like he's a mooch. But that's, you know, obviously, you know me, and that's not how I think about him.
It's not you, though.
All. Right, it's not me. It's Ilya. It's Ilya being like,
"Yeah, we're all living off David. Get used to it."
No, but like, it's like, especially like Ilya living with me, like that helps me more than it helps him.
It is kind of crazy. Like, I could like probably like, you know, not work at all, not make any videos, not make any podcasts, and come over to your house and completely live off the food there. Like, completely be like, "Can I borrow the Ferrari?" And you'd be like, "Yeah, sure, take it."
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah, I could probably like call like hotels and be like, "Hey, I'm David's friend. Can I get a free hotel?" I should do that for a video. How much free shit can I get saying I'm David's friend?
It's interesting because you could definitely come over and be like, "Hey, can I spend the night?"
Yeah.
And I don't know how long it would take. I wouldn't say anything. It'd be Natalie. That'd be the one that would come up to me and be like, "Hey, Jason's been here 4 months."
I try to respect your boundaries at your house.
Oh, I genuinely do not care.
Every time.
That's my least favorite part about like people that have, I have no boundaries when friends come over. I think my friends, I've always wanted a house where a friend can walk through the door no matter what time it is and sit in my living room and eat. I don't have to be home.
Right.
They can go to my house and they could be sitting on my couch eating my food, watching my TV, that whatever they want to be doing. I hate when I go to friends' houses and they go, "Yo, did you call? Did you call about coming over?" Like, Jay, I'd consider you'd be okay. You'd never go, "What are you doing here?" You'd ask me.
No.
You'd ask me. You'd be like, "Why are you at my house? You never like my house."
Yeah, because you like my house. Right,
yeah, that's why you'd ask.
But I'm seeing, by the way, you know when you shit on my house? I'm seeing the downside of my house now.
You don't like your house?
No, I like it. But it's like I'm two different people, you know? I'm like dad guy. And then I'm like, YouTuber guy or whatever, like guy that needs to make content. And that house services half of me.
Which part? The dad?
Kids. The kids love it. They fucking love, like, and they love, like, Todd and Zane and all them. Like, they love those guys. But it wasn't good. Like, they have their own rooms. It's not like someone's, like, walking through the house with a chainsaw. You know what I mean? Because that's what, like, used to happen when we all lived together.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Was that?
Sorry about the chainsaw.
But like, it wouldn't just be you. You know, like everyone would just come to the house, because, and that was what we needed to do. Like, we needed to make videos to pay for the house.
Has there ever been a time where you've mooched off a friend, like crazy amount?
Yeah.
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 Where?
Oh man, I mean, I can admit this.
Not your ex-wife.
I can admit this here. I mooched off Scott, pretty bad.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Our friend Scott.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I think I did. I don't know if he knew.
When was this?
But there was definitely when I first met you, I was broke, and then I got the house with the boys, Todd and Scott,
yeah,
who were great. And they were so nice. And I was like so happy to live there. But I literally didn't have any money for that rent. Like, and I paid Scott back, but there was definitely those first couple months was like, I paid the rent, but then like, I like wouldn't buy food, stuff like that. Like, I literally would like drink Scott's water. Oh. Like, I was mooching off Scott for a while.
Oh, wow.
I was. And Todd didn't buy anything, so I can't say I'm mooching off Todd.
Has anybody ever mooched off you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I think that's okay. Because like, I feel like that's an important part, is to have a mooch around.
I think you give and you take.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what it is. I think there's going to be times where you need something, and there's going to be times you can give something. And
right.
I think it's a healthy circle of that is important. I don't know, Ilya, why do you want to move out so bad? What the fuck?
I don't know, man. I don't feel independent living in someone else's house.
How about I give you the master bedroom?
No, I don't.
I
no,
sign the deed not, over to you.
That's not about that.
I'm in Ilya's house.
I want
to. Then I start to go, yo, man, I think I'm going to move out. I don't feel independent. Dave, I move out of my own house.
Other people's perception of me is much different when like I live with you. You understand that, right?
Right.
Whose perception?
Like the public, the general public's perception of me is way different. I want people to like understand that I am my own man. Like, I value myself, and like, I can pay for my own shit, and I'm independent. Like, that's what I want people to understand.
Right.
And people respect that way more.
Totally. But it's also nice to just have like movie nights and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, dude, if I move out, I'm still always going to be at your fucking house. You understand that? Like, I'll probably fucking sleep there as much as I do now. It's just like, I'll have, in the back of my mind, I'll be like, okay, cool. I'll just go back to my house.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So go ahead. Go and buy a new place. But still sleep at my place. And okay. we could tell the public, hey guys, Ilya bought a new place.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, when's the last time you were at your apartment? Oh, like 8 months ago.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The guy told us that like people fall off the Grand Canyon a lot. Like, it's
really?
Yeah. It's like a 2-mile drop.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. We got to the Grand Canyon. Jonah was like really excited. He starts running towards it, you know? And I immediately my dad mode kicks in. I'm like Jonah. He's like, it's fine. And he literally like slipped. And he's like, Dave, I haven't even seen this yet. He was right there, the 2-mile drop down. And like
2 miles?
2 miles.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like to the bottom.
No.
Yeah.
The Grand Canyon's 2 miles long to the bottom?
Yeah, in some
bullshit.
Spots. In some spots. To where like the river is. Like it's, and the guy was like, the guy's like, yo, hey man, just step back a little bit. Like, you're like, oh fuck. And he's like, and then he told us that like some guy was like trying to do like a selfie pic where he like jumped in the air and he just went, whoosh, just fell over.
Fuck.
Yeah.
My God.
And it's just like, a lot of it's guarded, but a lot of it's not. So we were just like, not so close. But Jonah's like, no, I got to get this pick. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so stuff like that is.
I wonder what goes through your head when you're in that fall.
What I don't understand about that is the guy you're talking about, the guy who took the selfie and fell, right? Like, unto his death. I just find it really hard to believe that, like, I'm assuming the guy was probably 25, right? 20, 30 years old, whatever.
I don't know.
Like, I just find it hard to believe that he spent 30 years of his life for it to end that way.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's hard for me to wrap my head around,
oh,
like, that it all came to end with the goofiest of mistakes. Like, not even, like, a car accident.
Yeah.
That's already pretty random. But, like falling off the Grand Canyon while taking a selfie. Like, that sounds, it just sounds.
Come, yeah.
It doesn't sound real to me.
Yeah, like, it's like when I was drowning, I thought I was going to, I was like, this is how I'm going out. Wow. It's crazy.
Drowning is another thing, Jay, but taking a selfie and falling off the Grand Canyon is a completely another thing.
But I just, like, I went running one morning in Cape Cod and, like, got in the water and a current came and just took me. Like, I guess the Grand Canyon one's a worse example.
Yeah, Grand Canyon's like, and the drowning is different, but Grand Canyon is, you're falling.
Yeah.
So, like, you're alive and then you're dead. With drowning, you're panicking and you're dying.
Yeah.
With falling is like, you're completely alive till you hit the ground, which I think is crazy. So what is going on in that guy's head as he's falling, like, off the ground? Like, is he going, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
He must be so confused. Did I really just fucking slip?
For a selfie.
From the selfie? Like, right. As I'm falling, I'd be like, no, this is not real. Like, no fucking way this is real.
Right.
It's such a bizarre way to, it's weird how people have free will, like, and they can make decisions like that on their own. Like, you know, like life or death, like decisions like that.
Yeah.
Scary.
How was it in here last night in the bunk beds?
David and I sleep together every night pretty much now.
Yeah, since we've been in Utah, we sleep in the same bed. And it's really nice. The other day he wakes up and he goes, yo, did you have morning wood? And I got so nervous. I go, yeah. And he goes, okay, cool, me too. I thought he was going to go, okay, that's what that feeling was. Like, I thought I was actually, like, rubbing myself against him or something.
Dude, the only annoying part about sleeping with Dave is this fucking alarm in the morning, which you didn't have this morning.
My God.
But one of the mornings, he sets, it's 2 a.m.
I didn't have it this morning because we didn't have to wake up.
Whatever, yeah. Well, you didn't have to wake up that other day either. But regardless, it's 2 a.m., 3 a.m., whatever. Dave goes, I'm going to wake up at 8 tomorrow. I'm like, okay, why? He's like, just because. I'm like, okay, great. And
such a teenager move.
Fucking 8 o'clock comes around,
yeah.
And I wake up, of course, because the fucking alarm is loud as shit.
Yeah.
And what he does for the next 2 fucking hours.
Oh, no, don't say it.
2 hours, Jay, snoozes every 10 fucking minutes. And we end up waking up at like 10:30. It doesn't make any sense.
It does. I just sleep better that way. I sleep better knowing that.
What
like,
are you talking about?
It's like the alarm going like, hey, you have 2 more hours left. Like, it's like nice. And then every 15 minutes it wakes you up. So you always think you have to wake up, but then you go, oh, wait, no, not yet. And you go back to bed.
Oh.
When I used to go to high school, we used to have to get up at like 6:30 in the morning for school.
Yeah.
And my alarms would start ringing at 4 in the morning.
Much different. Much different. Mine too. Mine would start ringing like 5:30 because I know that like it'd be a process of waking up. But when you don't have to wake up at fucking 8 a.m., why would you set it at 8? If you know you're going to wake up at 10:30 anyway.
And don't you know that the waking up every 15 minutes is bad sleep?
Right.
It makes me feel good, though. I feel happy. Admit that I was a lot happier when I woke up.
I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, sleeping with Ilya is weird.
He misses Taylor.
No, I miss Taylor.
You miss sleeping with Taylor?
No, I miss her Taylor. I was in the car. I was in the car with Ilya today. We were driving back. We had a long car ride. And I was up front, and he was all the way in the back.
Yeah.
And I was playing the music through the aux, and he was playing it through the Bluetooth. Yeah. So we would switch off every song. So one song I would hit and I would play, and then he'd play the next.
Okay.
And we kept doing that for like 3 hours. And then he texted me teamwork. And then like 8 more songs go by. Eight more songs go by, and I turn off the music, and I turn around, and I go, Ilya, if like this vlogging thing or whatever I'm doing doesn't work out, we should just be fucking DJs. And he goes, deadass, deadass. No, and he freaks out. He goes, deadass, you didn't see my text just now. Deadass, you didn't see my text. And I'm like, no, I didn't see your text. And I read his text, and it's, You want to become DJs? Would be fun. Easy to learn. So we both had the thought at the same time.
We now bring in Dylan Francis. Dylan?
Yeah. We both had the thought about becoming DJs. I thought it was so funny.
That was crazy.
That's crazy.
On
so look out. Yeah, look out
you guys
for
are,
us.
You guys are turning into the millennial version of Step Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It does feel like that.
Yeah.
I just realized.
Yeah.
Do you have six senses?
I have five.
Yeah, but is your sixth sense your sense of humor? Did you ever think about that? Do comedians have six senses?
I don't think it's like that. Wow. That'd be like saying, I know a lot about birds.
Yeah.
That makes you have a sixth sense.
Yeah, but nothing's referred to as sense of humor.
The sixth sense is not a story about a stand-up comedian.
You sure?
Yeah.
I thought Bruce Willis was pretty funny in that movie. What weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of bricks?
They weigh the same.
Did you see that
on
Instagram?
I saw that TikTok too.
Or on TikTok about that girl, about the IQ girl or whatever?
Well, what weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of bricks?
I heard the fucking answer and I know the answer. I'm not fucking dumb.
I thought he just missed it.
All right, guys. Well, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. It's been a Views podcast. Go follow Jason on his stuff. Go follow me. And we'll see you guys soon. My name is Jeff. Bye.